Mosquitoes may be a nuisance to many of us here in the West, but in developing countries, a bite from the malaria mosquito can still prove fatal, especially to very young children. It's estimated that one child dies from malaria every 30 seconds. And across the world, over a million lives are lost each year from this easily preventable disease. While malaria was eliminated from Europe and North America over half a century ago, now for the first time the experts say they are poised to win the fight against the disease, even in the worst affected countries of Africa or Asia. As part of its Millennium Development Goals, the United Nations has set itself the ambitious target of providing effective and affordable protection against and treatment for malaria for all people at risk by the year 2010, with the goal of eliminating malaria deaths altogether by 2015.
For many years, even decades, there have been disparate attempts to fight malaria. The Global Malaria Action Plan brings everybody together to work with one plan.
Ray Chambers is the United Nations Special Envoy for the fight against malaria. He told my colleague Charles Collins more about why it's crucial to step up efforts to eliminate this killer disease.
The disease is really prevalent, but without the global awareness that other diseases like HIV/AIDS has, approximately 350 million people each year contract malaria, 90% of whom are in sub-Saharan Africa. More than a million people die, again, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa, and 90% of the people who die are children under the age of five whose immune systems have not developed. Malaria accounts for 60% of outpatient visits in sub-Saharan African countries and 30% of inpatient. The cost to the sub-Saharan African continent is over $30 billion a year when you combine the healthcare costs. In some African countries, one out of four members of the workforce is absent each day due to malaria. And so the economic costs are significant. And it's been the principal killer of children under five. I've heard estimates that as many as 50 million children have died from malaria. And it's become a way of life. And all too often, people just accept it as a natural occurrence in life. And yet all those deaths are preventable.
Why, as a disease, is malaria so hard to fight?
Well, the disease is spread by a mosquito known as Anopheles gambia, and it picks up the parasite when it bites an infected human and then carries that parasite to another human when she bites that second human. And the parasite in sub-Saharan Africa is known as falciparum, and it causes death. The other main parasite for malaria in the world, occurring mostly in Asia and South America, is known as vivax. It gets the person quite ill, but generally no fatalities from it. The parasite, the falciparum parasite and the vivax parasite, are very wily parasites. So 10 years ago, a medicine by the name of chloroquine was very effective in treating malaria. Today, it doesn't work at all because of the resistance that the parasite built up against chloroquine. And so the medicine of choice today is something called artemisinin combined therapy. So this is a very, very wily creature. And I've heard from the researchers that to develop a vaccine that's 100% efficacious against malaria is significantly more difficult than the process of developing a vaccine against both smallpox and polio. And it's difficult to stop mosquitoes from breeding. I've heard it said that a mosquito can breed in water left in a horse's hoof print. So it's not just large, stagnant bodies of water where mosquitoes breed. It's very easy for the Anopheles mosquito to breed. Fortunately, the Anopheles mosquito doesn't bite until around 10 o'clock at night, is most voracious around 3 a.m., and by sunup no longer bites. So that's why the long-lasting insecticide-treated bed net is such an effective weapon. Two or three children, a child and adult, can sleep under a long-lasting net, which generally lasts 4 to 5 years. And so because the Anopheles mosquito only attacks at night, those who sleep under a net are quite protected. And it has the second-fold benefit that when the mosquito lands on the net, because the net is insecticide-treated, the mosquito dies, and that disrupts the whole Darwinian reproductive cycle, and in of itself has been very effective in certain places in Ethiopia, Rwanda, Eritrea. Malaria deaths have been brought to close to zero as a result of the utilization of these long-lasting insecticide-treated nets combined with the artemisinin and combined therapy, and in certain cases, indoor residual spraying on the walls, ceiling, and the floors.
One of the key things is that people don't have the right information, and that's why they're not using malaria services when they are available.
Esther Tala is a pediatrician and manager of the Cameroon Coalition Against Malaria, which has been campaigning since 2007 to raise awareness of the disease and help people protect themselves by using insecticide-treated bed nets or effective combination drugs.
So we focused on getting information out to the people through journalists. They are the ones who are able to reach the wide masses through the radios, the TV, and written press.
How successful do you think this campaign has been? I mean, can you give us an idea now how many people are still getting sick? How many children are still dying from malaria in the country today?
We definitely still have a lot to do. Our report in Cameroon, regulated information, shows that out of 100 consultations, you will have about 45 to 50 that are due to malaria. Of 10 children aged under 5 dying, you will have up to 4 of them dying because of malaria. And general deaths in hospitals, out of 10 general deaths in hospitals, you will have 3 to 4 due to malaria. So malaria is still a huge, huge burden in our society.
When Pope Benedict visited Cameroon recently, members of Esther's organization met with him to present some of the insecticide-treated nets and were delighted to hear him speaking out about the church's role in tackling such health challenges on the African continent today.
We managed, with the help of our Cardinal, Christian Cardinal Toumi, to meet with the Pope on the day he was leaving. I think it was actually the last thing that he did before he got into his car to leave for the airport. We had these young children who presented long-lasting insecticide-treated bed nets to the Holy Father, and he took them along. And we were very happy to hear him talk about the fight against HIV/AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis. So each time he talked about disease, fighting against the diseases to the rest of the population, to the leaders of the country, and to the bishops, he did talk about malaria as well, and we're very happy.
Je pense aussi à tous les malades, et spécialement ici en Afrique, à ceux qui sont victimes de maladies comme le sida, le paludisme et la tuberculose.
Speaking to the sick and healthcare workers in Yaoundé and Cameroon, Pope Benedict encouraged the church to pursue the urgent task of fighting against diseases such as AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. UN Special Envoy Ray Chambers says the aim of the Global Rollback Malaria Plan is to bring all sectors of society together to combat this killer disease.
It was a plan that took quite a few years to develop, but really significant. It was actually developed under the Rollback Malaria Partnership, the umbrella partnership that is part of the World Health Organization, that is part of the United Nations. And for many years, even decades, there have been disparate attempts to fight malaria. The Global Malaria Action Plan brings everybody together to work with one plan, and it's a roadmap to take us to how we reach the Secretary General's call of universal coverage of all 700 million people in sub-Saharan Africa at risk of malaria by December 31st, 2010. And if that lofty goal is achieved, there's an accompanying prediction that we should be at near zero deaths by 2015, which is a remarkable achievement, unlike anything that's ever been done of this magnitude, where we can go from having lost 1 million people last year to aspiring, with a great deal of documented evidence and an overarching plan, where we would have close to zero deaths by 2015.
What role can religious communities play in the fight against malaria?
You know, one of the biggest challenges we appear to be having, Charles, is people using the nets, sleeping under them. And it varies from country to country, region to region, village to village. Some people complain that it's too hot to sleep under a net. Many people don't understand the benefit of the nets. And many people don't understand that it's the mosquito that causes malaria. You know, we've learned, I was in Nigeria 2 weeks ago and learned from a group of young mothers that they love the nets, not just because it protects them and their children from malaria, but one woman described it as paradise. It's enabled her to have the best night's sleep that she's had in her life because all the other insects and critters and irritants no longer bother her when she sleeps under the net. We've heard that some people use the net to catch fish. And what we're turning to the religious community across Africa is to ask them to try and get the local priest, the local minister, the local imam to ensure that everybody understands the benefits of the bed net in their parish, in their congregation, and make sure that everybody sleeps under a bed net every night. And we've been doing a lot of work in Nigeria because it's the largest malaria country in Africa. It accounts for almost 30% of all incidents of malaria, loses about 300,000 children a year to malaria. And I recently met with the Archbishop of Abuja, the Roman Catholic Archbishop, and he's gotten together with the Sultan of Sokoto, who's the senior-most Islamic leader, and they've agreed to mobilize their entire networks of priests and imams and emirs to develop a plan to ensure that everybody sleeps under nets. And as a result, on World Malaria Day, which we're celebrating on April 24th in Washington, D.C., the Archbishop of Abuja, the Sultan of Sokoto, and many other religious leaders from Africa, as well as from the donor nations throughout the world, are coming together to make a commitment and a pledge to utilize what they consider to be potentially the most effective distribution network to ensure that everybody sleeps under a bed net. And we're really excited about tapping into, using the phrase, a distribution network that we've not really used before effectively in global health.
My thanks there to Ray Chambers, the UN Special Envoy on Malaria. And earlier you heard Esther Thaller, manager of the Cameroon Coalition Against Malaria.